וידבר השם אל מוישה במדבר סיני. So this parsha we read every time before Shavuos. So al cheshbon is how it comes out. Balaturim brings down that במדבר סיני לאל מיני כסיב אלה המצווס וסומך לי במדבר לא אמר אם אין עוד המסים עצמי כמדבר אינו יכול לידע תורה ומצוות. This Balaturim is one of the stronger places that he says his line. Most of the places he says, if a person wants to know kol ha-tere kula, make yourself like a midbar. Here the Balaturim says a much stronger lashon. Im ein odom meisim atzmei kemidbar, eino yochoi leida teiro mitzvos. If he doesn't put himself like a midbar, it's impossible to know teiro mitzvos. Not, it's a way to know teiro mitzvos if you put yourself like a midbar. What is the inyan like a midbar? So the Mefoshim explained Pshat and the Zog of the Balaturim that Ein Odom Yochel Leida Teiro Mitzvahis Im Ein Emesim Atzmei Kemidbar. This is the reason it's not only what the Balaturim says that it's after the words of Eilei Mitzvahis. This Parsha is really a preparation for Shavuos this year at Mamish. It's stuck to Shavuos. So this year is the time to speak it out stronger. But you have to be like a Midbar, then you Zoycha to Teiro Mitzvahis. What is the Havana? What is the Hesber? So the Havana and the Hesber is two ways. One way is, if a person doesn't put himself like a midbar and he holds from his own covet, he's embarrassed to go to S. He's embarrassed to hold an art school. Sometimes he can't figure out a Gemara and Horius, but he's embarrassed. So then he doesn't know. But if he's not embarrassed to go to a shir, to go to S, to find out, he will never grow. Another has built a mefoshim explaining, all of them are true. Midbar is anova. Chazal say that maim yoyrdim, maim and maim elotoyro, maim yoyrdim lemokoy midroy. Water goes down to the lower place. Water never climbs up mountains. When a person is like a mountain, not like a desert, the Torah doesn't come. The Torah comes to the person that is mamnich atzmoy, that is mashpil atzmoy. When a person is mashpil atzmoy, then he gets the Torah. But if he has the covet, even Har Sinai, now we're going Be'ez Hashem to be there tomorrow, small mountain. Because the Divrei Torah go to the small, to the anav. Person that has the gaiva, sometimes you ask, you see by the gaiva that they know some Torah. So, it's a lot of answers, but and that's not, you know, it's not a mockum to speak. We speak for, not against. This is our method. We never speak against people, we speak for people. So we're not going to explain how these people that are mountains, some Torah somehow snowed on top of the mountain by them. But the Mefoshim explains another Zach, that the Yesod of Midbar, when a person is in the Midbar, he believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Eiso enai Elohim me'ayin yavo yezri. When a person is in the city, he relies on different people. Chofetz Chaim will say, every time, Pshat in our weeks in the Parsha, it says later in the Masoros, we'll start to see the Masoros, the Shevet that has the most people is done. And Rashi explains, Don are the last ones. And the Masoros. Degel machane don tzofoino. Kol apkudin o machane don. Me'asif l'chol ha-machnes. Why? Rashi says that hoyo merube be'uchlisi. They had a lot of uchlisi. Shevet don. And Val Shevet Don had Merube Be'uchlesin. So they would go back in the end. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is, Yerushalmi brings down, לפי שהוא יושב ודון מרובה באוכלסין, היו נוסע באחרוינו, כל מי שהיו מעבד דובר, היו מחזיר לו. It's a huge crowd, like a broom. So they would find, so they would go the last one to pick up the Avedas. So Shevet Don, chutz from Shevet Yehuda, that was the Malchus, Shevet Don was the biggest machle. Shevet Binyamin, when they went out of Mitzrayim, there were 10 sons. Don had one son, deaf. The Medrash brings down, Don went over to his father. And Don told his father, I have one deaf son. I'm scared he will die and there'll be nothing left for me. Please daven for me. So Don had a special request by his father to daven for him to have kids. So what happened later with the years? Shevet Don became the Shevet that had the most Shvatim, the most kids. All the other ones, they relied on themselves. So the Rabbi Aaron Berlandowski said that he heard, the Chofetz Chaim said that in Galicia was a meaning that before Ma'ariv, the Olam, and Motzi Shabbos, the Olam said to Hillel. Why was such a meaning? You know why was such a meaning? In the old days was no light. The dead time in every shul was Motzi Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, he had the candles. Moshe and Panovich, when I learned in Panovich. Rav David would say a shmuz later became in between after dark till Ma'ir, it was a shmuz from Rav David. Why? It was nothing more to do, pitch dark. Panovich, they never put on the lights. Because in the old days when Panovich was built, Panovich is like something like Das Aaron, like at the top of a mountain. And the whole Tel Aviv could see Panovich. So in the old days was no, Panovich never used generator, was no generator. So they didn't use electricity in Shabbos. Chazanish. So Shabbos afternoon was pitch dark. When the lights went on in Panovich, the whole Tel Aviv knew that Shabbos is out. Till today, in Yom Kippur, they only use luxes. Like, they don't use, even though they have a generator, they don't put it on because they're scared that people in Tel Aviv will do melocha because of Panovich. You know, Ne'ila without a sitter, you can only understand. But that is the way it's in Panovich. So, Shabbos afternoon, that was the dark. And Klal Yisrael, for years, what do you do? What people could do Shabbos afternoon? They really went to the shul. Jealous shooters. So they said to him, that was the meaning. In Galicia, Chofetz Chaim would say, it was the meaning, Shabbos afternoon was the pitch dark time. So you daven to Hashem. One of the person goes into the shul and he sees a guy saying Tehillim, mamish, like a real Tehillim. Davening. The guy says, you know, if he say Tehillim, I will also say Tehillim. He's davening, like mamish. He looked at the other guy crying, he cried also. In the end of the davening, he went over to the first guy. He told him, just by the way, on what you're davening, you know, I copied you, but just tell me on what you're davening. He says, I'll tell you, I have a daughter in Shidduchim. I don't have money to pay a nav. During the week, I forget about it. I forget about it. Shabbos, I'm home. I'm with the family. I can't look in the face of my daughter. So, I don't know what to do. So the guy said, I'll tell you the truth. I have a son. I daven for my son. You know, I didn't know what to daven for. I daven for my son. So they made a shidduch. And they had four kids. The first one was the Kuntas HaSfeikas. The second one was Reb Chaim Kohen. The third one was Reb Ari Leib Kohen. This was the Ktsois Nav Demiluim Shav Shmaise. And Reb Moltke, he was the Rav Chardov. Chaim Kohen, the Ktsois, brings him down a couple of times. Chofetz Chaim said, when a person feels he's like in a meatball and he davens to Hashem, then he has Siyata Dishmaya. As a Gemara, I think other in Horius, other in Krisus, I think in Krisus, the Gemara speaks about Yavetz. But Yavetz says, Ribbono Shel Olam, if you're giving me, then I will become a Talmid Chochem, good, and if not, kill me. Ani Oilech Benesisei Sheol. ואיסו יאבץ, אם אתה אומר בגבולי בתלמידים, ואם לאו אני הולך בנסי סישוי. מי הלוויין השם ליאבץ? A person could only manage to learn if he feels that he doesn't have a different option. I can't. So, the Torah is nimshal l'midbar. When a person feels like he's in a midbar, when a person feels he has a lot of choices, the best choice to be a Talmid Chacham. Second choice to be an Advan. A third choice to be a Askin. It's a couple choices. He will never become a Talmid Chacham. I'm not pushing away the Askin and the Nadvan. But the question is, when a person wants to be Matzliach in Torah, the only way to be Matzliach in Torah, the only way to have a Siyata Dishmaya in Torah, that is the only way. When a person is Moisel Nefesh, that I'm like a midbar, the person in the midbar has nothing what to do, there's no different choice. Then, the person is Zeichem. The Pasuk is Mamshich. We have something very interesting. The Pasuk brings down, Leisochor Nesanel Ben Tzvo, Lezvulun Eliyev Ben Chayla. Yisochor is listed before Zvulun. Then when it comes to the Dgalim, Yisochor again is listed before Zvulun. Livnei Yisochor, Livnei Zvulun. So Yisochor is before Zvulun. Chumash Dvorim. So by us, Yisochor is before Zvulun and the Dgalim. And Bereishis, when Yaakov Avinu gives the brachas, he gives Zvulun before Yisochor. When Moshe Rabbeinu gives the brachas, he gives it to Zvulun before Yisochor. Rashi says in Bereishis, Velekach higdim Yisochor lezvulun, Zvulun v'Yisochor osu shutfus. Zvulun l'chof yamim yishkoin, v'yoytze leparmakti, he goes out of business, v'noysen leitachpiv shel Yisochor, and he gives the money and the food to Yisochor, v'hem yoshvim v'oyskim batayo. Lefichoch higdim Zvulun l'Yisochor. Because of that, he was Magdim Zvulun to Yisochor. Because of that, he was Magdim Zvulun to Yisochor. So why by us, Yisochor became before Zvulun? Why did Golim Yisochor was before Zvulun? So the scholar in the Rebbe says a Givaldic utterance, and I want to a little bit explain it. He says, it can be that the Toymech Torah is more Choshu from the Loymech Torah. Toymech Torah gets a schar that he supports the one that is sitting and learning. So the one that is sitting and learning has to be the most. So Yisochor has to be before Zvulun. By us and Golim, Yisochor has to be before Zvulun. So why Yaakov gives brachas to Zvulun before? Why Moshe gives? Because we need Zvulun to have money that Yisochor could sit and learn. So for the bracha and the shefa, to go into Reb Chaim to get the bracha, we have to give the Zvulun to go in. Because we need a Yisochor. But the Chashivus, we have to give to the Yisochor. Chasam Sefer says the same vote in this week's parsha. It says in the pasuk, Livnei Yosef, Le'efraim, Elishoma ben Amihud. Limnashe, Gamliel ben Ptotzur, Efraim before Menashe. Okay? When it comes to Chalukah Sa'aretz, Menashe goes before Ephraim. Zog the Chasam Sefer, Ephraim was sitting and learning, Menashe was like the Zvul. When it comes to give out Eretz Yisrael, give Menashe first. Brachas, you give Menashe. But the Chashivas, you give to Ephraim. So I want to explain. I heard once a vault. First I'll say a vault in the Magid Medubna, and then I will answer it. The Magid Medubna once said that he's very scared, he has a terrible kitruk. If you want to price something, how much worth this diamond? How much you sell it for? So if you see guys, then the marshal, if you're missing that at tefillah b'tzibur, for another $100 to stay in the office, they miss the tefillah b'tzibur. So mistamed the shamayim, they will get a schar, only less than $100. So if a guy misses his nafayomi for a little deal, for another $2,000, so the schar that he's going to get for an hour of learning is less than $2,000. That's very scary. A guy sometimes miss Seder for just drinking a cup of coffee. So the Shammai, he'll get a cup of coffee. guy for a good phone call goes out. He wants to hear exactly what is happening in a football game. It's more important than the learning. So Gan Eden, he will see the Yankees. So he was very scared. He was crying, the Maggid. He went into the street and he asked the person a question, and the guy answered him, and he came back and he said, Boira Olam, I have the answer. He called over a Yid, and he asked him, you're asking to sell me the schar of the Maggid that you daven yesterday? The guy said, no. He said, I'll give you 1,000 rubles. The guy said, no. He said, I'll give you 50,000 rubles. The guy said, I'm not selling the Maggid. So he said, Boira Olam, by then Maggid was 50,000 rubles. The reason they drink the coffee and they go to the game is because it's a Yitzhak. But after they did the mitzvah, they will never sell it because it's no more Yitzhak. Beautiful Maggid they did. Try, go around, stop a boy, sell me the tefillin of today. Alright, this guy maybe will go to a trip and forget his tefillin. That's his Yitzhak. But a Yid, if you ask the guy, sell me the apple for $1,000, he will sell it to you. So why is not selling for you a Maggid? Why is not selling for you a tefillin? This is a Yid. It's a beautiful book. So he said, a guy will get schar for learning the Torah if he's machshiv learning the Torah. But if he's not machshiv learning the Torah, he's not going to get a schar. Ah, he gives tzedakah. Not, he says, it's a meshudik. I think I heard it from Rav Shteyman. There's a meshudik yitzahara for the people that give tzedakah to take away the Gan Eden. I mean, when I go into a Talmid's house, you know, if I go not into a Talmid, I can't do that. And I speak to him. If he sits in the chair of the office, and I sit in the other chair, I go away. I say, you don't understand. Don't understand. The whole schar for learning the Torah, from Achzokas Torah, is because you machshiv learning the Torah. If you're not machshiv learning the Torah, it's the same thing you're giving out to a charity of the animals. Or for, you know, to protect the ants in Indonesia. It's like brown ants that are about to disappear and you really want to help them to exist. You're giving $5 billion. So, but you, it's, he gives to the ants, you give to the human being that's learning in Jerusalem. That's a gomish. The Yitzhahori comes, a guy could give a lot of money. What? He's supporting 50 Ingelayt in Eretz Yisrael. When he meets one Ingelayt in Eretz Yisrael, he moves him away by Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He wants to get schar for supporting 50 Talmid Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael. When he comes to the line of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, these Ingelayt, he pushes away like little cats. Your schar is for supporting them, so why are you moving them? You're going around all of your life, I support Ingelayt. You come to Eretz Yisrael, the Ingelayt, please don't disturb me, now I'm with a simcha. If a guy makes business with a computer and the CR comes to the wedding, the CR gets everything. All he does is kids. All of my business is from there, right? All of my business, all my shomayim is I'm learning, but I have to have Azokas HaTeir. Right? That is my excuse. But the Azokas HaTeir alone comes, I'm busy with my own stuff. When Zvulun will get schar, only if his socher is listed before. It's not standard his socher is listed before. Zvulun is only Zvulun because he's written after Yisachar. If Zvulun writes himself before Yisachar, oh, it's Zvulun. It's a catch-22. If Zvulun is written before, he's not Zvulun. Zvulun is only Zvulun because he's written after it. There's no way to write Zvulun before. A guy comes, but I'm a Zvulun. Give me. So you're not a Zvulun anymore. You're not a Zvulun anymore. And the guy that his father is sick, he does everything to help his father. His father comes home, he kicks him out at the house. So what was the whole point? He finds a whole machlekes, he wants his father to be misal kedushin. Yeah. Tell him his father will be a sad. Yeah, all of his little shtick, he's very busy with it. So he's all busy with it, but when his father comes, he screams at him. He says, Meshugana. So what are you fighting for? The Torah says, you're not mechaber your father. Because if your father gets the covet, it's my covet, I will. So a guy could fight. I said once there was a guy fighting, he wanted to give cover to his father. He was fighting. Then in the simcha I saw, he was speaking to his father like one of the cheapest people in the world. So I told him, you're not busy with kibbut av. You're busy with kibbut yourself. How you covered is more from the other side. Your side got the covered. So your side got the kibbutz, and now the other side, so you're chashuv. The haraya, my side is more important. This is not kibbutz. Zvulun gets a schar for supporting Yisachar when he really puts Yisachar in front of him. And I think Rav Shteyman said, a person could be a toymech toyo. And he will come to the days, and he will put himself near Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And he will not realize in that minute, it's like he gave money for the new embassy. Not to dance there, outside the embassy to the... Yeah? There's no problem. But Shaila, if he dances outside the embassy like he's dancing in Simchas Torah, he's not allowed to enjoy it, but he has to know the right proportion. Know the right proportion. What he's doing. So the Yetzer Hara is not to give stuff. But when you have already the opportunity, the Yetzer Hara makes you to feel, Ich bin Azvulun, I'm before Yisachar. So the Torah is Madish. So if I'm saying that, it doesn't mean that, now, you know, I want to say also a Kule, I almost say only hard. Could be the Zvulun will get Tzchar not less from the Yisachar. Could be in the Shemaim, he could get the same covenant of the Yisachar. If he knows in this world, put Yisachar in front of him. So, Zvulun and Yisachar, they could be the same. But Zvulun has to remember every time, I'm supporting Yisachar. Then, at the end of the parsha, it says, that Nesayas Roish Bnei Kaos Mitoch Bnei Levi Limishpecho Yisor. And before they go, there's a little parsha, 25 psukim, 20 psukim, that they covered the Kalim before they went. They covered the Kalim. Every keli got two covers, tcheles and oir tachash. The tcheles is really a covered dike, and the oir tachash is the protector. We have oron hakodesh and we have a poroiches. Some places we have to know, but there's oron hakodesh and there's a poroiches. Poich on a kodesh be a seidei, because why? Like in very special shuls, they don't have a pareches. Like in Panavish, they don't have a pareches, right? Panavish has a pareches, no. That's our doesn't have pareches, right? Why? When it's a beautiful on a kodesh, you don't need a pareches. Pareches really came that the oroin was the like the protector, the box, and then a kind of respect pareches. Some places, the Aron HaKodesh is the respect. The Pareches will spoil the beauty of the Aron HaKodesh. So the Kelim, everyone had a Beged Cheles or Argamon, and Oir Tachash. Oir Tachash was like the protector. Like, you know, we have these plastic with little bubbles. That is the Oir Tachash. So when they went with the Kelim, you have a Shulchan, you have a Menorah. So it was a kind of protector. They put a very, you know, leather, thick leather protector. Well, it's very interesting. The Emek Dovo from the Netziv tells all of the Kelim, it says like this. You put a Beged Cheles on the Shulchan and you covered it with Oir Tachash. You put in a Menorah Beged Argamon and you put it in an Oir Tachash. I read. V'lokhu Beged Cheles v'chisus a Menorah. ונוסנו אויסא אל מכסה אור תחש. ועל המזבח איפרסו בגד חילס, כיסו אויסא במכסה אור תחש. And not only that, if you realize the psukim is like beautiful. The בגד חילס is called בגד. על השולחן הפונים, יפרסו בגד חילס, ונוסנו אולו וסקי אורויס וסקאפויס וחיסו אויסוי במחסה אויר תחש. The אויר תחש was not even called a beged. It's a cover, protector. dress it with a bag of tcheles, protect, cover it with a protector. Mizbach Azov, yifresu bag of tcheles, v'chisu oisai b'michso tachash. One keli is the opposite, the oroi. V'yichasu oisai b'michso tachash, uposu bag of tcheles milemalo. All of the kelim, bag of tcheles in the bottom, michso tachash milemalo. And the oroi, michso tachash milemato, so the Netziv says that in the world everything is Hashem. But we're in Olam HaMaisa, Hashem made it that it's a musik of ishtatlus. And we will never understand it. Yeah, if you work harder, you get 5 more nursing homes. If you don't work harder, you don't have them. That is the fact. But we know everything is Hashem. So everything is Hashem, but LeMaisa, you have to do ishtadlus. So inside, deep inside, we know everything is Hashem. But lemaise, we have to do ishtadlus. So we have to protect it. And the Torah is the difference. You need to do a little bit ishtadlus, and the rest is Hashem. Let's say you take this building. I was told from Gdeli Yisrael, I have to open a yeshiva. Leave the mirror, open a yeshiva. How? What? Where? Couldn't find a place. It's Gimel Nissan. I couldn't find a place. I looked at every little dump place in Eretz Yisrael. Places that the whole Bismillah had to be the size of this room. Like everyone that starts a yeshiva. Came to this building, everybody didn't know that the whole this thing exists. I wanted to rent one of the dorms here to make the yeshiva. The guy told me, why you don't want to take the whole campus? I said, okay, maybe I'll take the whole campus. But you can't afford it. I said, don't ask me the questions of money. You give it to me. He says, you're sure it'll cost a lot of money? I said, yes. Okay, he gave it to me. I said to him, and now that I signed, you don't have Rachmanis on me? He says, now I have Rachmanis. Now that you agree, now I'll take off the price. I need someone to come to agree to me. Every different place that I was planning to rent little halls were more expensive in this place. Now that it's cheap. It came with the benches, with the standards ready, wrapped in plastic. You do a little bit of shadrach, but the rest of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. L'doyros. So Hashem wanted that the oroin will go around, people will see the tcheles outside. L'doyros. Hashem helps. You don't know how. Not only that, it's not the people that I thought that will help, it's not the ones that are helping. Because it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Oroin was the same thing, Noises Noisov. Klai Yisrael were walking. The Oroin was carrying all the people. The Goyen says that all the sick people would hold on to the Kohanim. It's like a chain of people. Any prisoner was hard for him to walk, hold on to the Kohanim. I think I asked myself if the chain was like this or the chain was like this. I'm not sure how was the chain, but it was hundreds of people with a Kohanim flying. Ha'oroin, noises, noisov. But you have to start to carry it. You start to carry it, ha'oroin, noisov. This is the way. So people saw all of the kelim. They saw the people are holding it. Oroin, this is the reason when David HaMelech, he put the oroin on the agolos, they died. You missed the point. We need Klal Yisrael to see Ha'oroi Noises Noisov. It needs to be clear that Hashem helps the learned Torah. It has to be clear that it's like that. This is one pshat. My Shver says a different pshat. It's Giboit and the Malbim. Beautiful pshat. A beautiful, beautiful pshat. Says like this, all of the kelim are symbolizing the mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs need to be protected. You're sitting and learning, you have to be sheltered. You have to be protected. Not to be bad friends, not to look in bad sights, not to be have available to bad things. You need to be protected. You need to be shovel. That the way it is. That the way it is. You need to be protected. inside has to be eilik sheba eilik sheba eilik, but you have to be protected. So we put chelis, we know tzitzis, chelis demel rakia, rakia demel kisa akovoy. We know chelis is by us symbolized for the shechina. Can God beg it to clear the chelis? Outside we are covered. Inside eilik sheba eilik sheba eilik. Outside we nothing. We don't have nothing to do with the world. And the Torah is the opposite. We have to be very, very, very sheltered. Completely. On our body, a shell. But, Zog de Malbi, Ve'atoiro tzitziyosov yoytzeis chutza. We know Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that when a yeshiva bocher goes without a hat and jacket on Shabbos, even if it's hot, he walks in the street without a hat and jacket. I know it's not negat to you, but this, when the Chas V'Shalom Yeshiva Bachur can walk in the street without a hat and jacket and Shabbos, the student in Paris smokes a cigarette. The Loim de Teiro are mashpia all over the world. All over the world. That is the Metzias. Tzitziyoysa v'yoytza ischutza. I said, Alamo, when my son became bar mitzvah, are you late? So I took him, I have a friend, Mr. Talansky, I don't know if you know him, from the Five Towns. I told him, Mr. Talansky, you know, a kid is 13 years old, I want him to hear from someone, an older person, a little bit of view on life, someone that's a bit more open-minded. Mr. Talansky, you mind? He said, I want to tell you, kid, when I was living in Farak away, it was before everything, and the highway to Lakewood, to New Jersey, was like 50 exits. And every exit was cities with shuls, with 500 to 1,000 members. Rabbis said shiurim there. Nothing left. And two places were little two basements with some boys that sat on the finger and did ksos and rashbo with the finger. One was Cutler, one was Yechiel Per. One had it in Lakewood, one had it in Farag. And these two places became Mokum Torah. If I would know, I would buy property in the right places. Okay, that is a business perspective. Yeah. He said, I want to tell you, I don't know why, but I want to tell you. And the places that these people do Ktzos Rashbo, there Hashem makes everything to happen. There the Jewish stays. And the other place it doesn't stay. The little bit Medrash. The little bit medrash makes tzitziyos of yoytzes chutz. When you have that little bit medrash, that makes it to happen. So all of the kelim were the opposite. And all of the kelim, the tchelis is very close inside eilik, nothing to do with the street. And Torah is the opposite. You have to be completely sheltered. You don't have to be worried how you'll be mashpia and klalis. You don't have to be worried how you'll be mashpia and klalis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you Torah to spread around. You know, you take the Chofetz Chaim, the Eilike Chofetz Chaim, for sure he went around to sell his foreign. But the Chofetz Chaim, if you know, he was the most sheltered person. Meaning to say, no Lashon Hara, no speaking to people. Being very cut off of Rishoyim, very much you see his farm. He's very closed in his own Daladamas. Went around to sell his farm, but that was his Torah is spread all over the world. He's considered the most nice person. Yeah? If you read his farm, if you speak in Shul, and the people that are speaking outside in Shul after Shalosh Shudis, he speaks against them. He speaks against everyone. Everyone, he's been fired. He's today, if you want to say, like, who's like I expected? Like, I think even people made like a whole moisture on his name, Chofetz Chaim, that also represents like niceness, yeah? That is Chofetz Chaim. That is Chofetz Chaim. Mishnah Berurah, Halacha, everything came out. So the keli of the oroi was taken covered, and no tachash. But outside they put a tchelis, like the malbim lohidia, shetzitziyosov yoytzes chutzo. That is really the answer. A lot of people are sitting and learning, and they get jealous. Here, these people do kiruv. These people do kiruv. What I'm doing? How Mr. Talansky said, these boys that did ktsos in Rashba, they changed. They made for Akor. That is the Metzius. Toiro yoitza v'tzitzioisav yoitza schutz. We're standing Erev Shavuos, Erev Kabbalah Satoiro, Erev Matan Toiro. Klal Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma. It's brought down in Sforim that every year is another Kabbalah Satoiro. One of the halachas is that you're not allowed to make his dam an Erev Yontef, Erev Shavuos. Why? Gemara says it's Yom Tvoyach. The day before Kabbalah Satoiro, a malach was going around and he said, a shade, Im atem mekabelim Satoiro muto v'im lav ani toiveach. Chazal say that every Yontef is also otu Erev Shavuos. So the issue, even Bezman Hazeh, what is the Shaykh is the Bezman Hazeh? In the time of the Chazal, it was a shade. Bezman Hazeh, it's really after Kabbalah Satoiro. Remember when I was learning in Ponovich, was a guy that had to have surgery. Rav Shach said not to have it. You have tvoyach, it's dangerous. I wasn't said b'koch nefesh to do it. Well, I'm gonna, yeah. So it's dangerous. It's a dangerous day. What is dangerous? We're already makabel the Torah. The answer is, in every year, there's another Kabbalah Satoiro in Shavuos, and there's another Malach Erev Shavuos that comes around and says, Im atem makabel misatoiro mutov, v'im lav ani tvoyach. V'im lav ani tvoyach. The Malach comes and says, V'im lav ani tvoyach. But it means that we have a chetimtze to say Na'ase v'nishma in 2 days. And when we say Na'ase v'nishma, we get 2 crowns. So we could get the 2 crowns. Shavuos is not another night that is coming, and we have to pass that night. Not another night that is coming and we have to pass that night. It's a night of Kabbalah Satoiro. How you mekabel the Torah? I know, as a bocher, I heard once in Mashgiach, a lot of people sometimes say, stay awake by night, you know, it's a waste how much hours I learn. That's me, I'm bad people. I say, people either sue an hour, hour and a half, and they learn for 5-6 hours, but you know, I'll be tired the whole day before, the whole day after. Better for me, I will learn 2 hours. It's a big mistake. Not only because what the Shloh says, what happened in that night. The Yisrael of Kabbalah Satoiro is, you know, the Sefer Rabbi Saul Salanter, people say they want to know the Shas overnight, but they want to sleep in that night also. The key for Kabbalah Satoiro is Mesirus Nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu went out 40 yoim lechem lo yochalti umayim lo yishatis. People think Moshe Rabbeinu came up to the Shemayim. You know, they plugged him into the system, and he managed to be 40 days. Yeah, then they put a USB and they gave him over the Torah, Eitzer HaChochma, with, you know, with a control program, and he came down. He had it right. That's what we think. Moshe says, "I came there. I was suffering. I didn't eat. I didn't drink." It means Moshe felt like in a fast, like 3 days. Yom Kippur, double 40. Hashem made a nes, he didn't die, but he was killing himself. And he was working so hard to understand it. And that's the way he got the Torah. We think it's also a shame that Hashem didn't call us to go up to Valtir. You think we'll get there, they will just plug us in, a couple of wires, and we'll get it. No. Even Moshe, when he got the Torah, he had to have a mesirus nefesh. So what Klal Yisrael do, the night of Shavuos, is a kind of act of mesirus nefesh. The Gemara says, Ahutz duki da avichozel rove, that he was standing on his fingers, the kamayutz domen, it was bleeding. Amale amep zize, kad misu punaychu leodnaychu. So Rashi, you had to check, you said, Na'ase v'nishma. V'hoyo lochem leira, im yecholi matem lamoit. Omar Le Rav said, "We are mekayim, tumas yishovim tanchem, holachnu imoy kederech oyavim, somachnu alov, shelo yatinenu dobo shelo inucha la'asetz." When I read the Gemara for the first time, I never understood it. The Tzduki sees Rava standing on his finger and he's bleeding. Tells him, I'm a Bziza, you accepted something that you can't handle. Rava had to tell him, no one has to learn with standing and fingers. No one is asking, I don't know how most people, you sit and learn, you bleed when you learn. I'm a Ilui. I'm a mistake, I was stepping in. What, how we picture Rava? He was standing on his fingers and he was bleeding. So Tzduki, why is it not so nishma? It's so hard. It's not so hard. I love it. I walk in the street, I bump into the wall, right? What they said, what is the difference between Rebbe Elchanan and that person? So Rebbe Elchanan, when he would walk in the street, he would bump into the wall. This Ilui, when he bumps into people, he thinks it's a wall. Yeah? That is the difference of that person with Rebbe Elchanan. Yeah? So Rebbe would say, I'm an Ilui. When I'm learning, I step on my fingers. Rava answered him, you're right. It's the only way to learn. It's like I'm learning with stepping on your fingers and bleeding. But we checked it. Samachnu alav, that will be okay. Rava didn't say it's coming from love. Rava said this is the way to learn. Mesirus nefesh. We have in our generation a kind of lack of mesirus nefesh to Torah. We're missing a mesirus nefesh to Torah. And to make yourself crazy, to manage not to be tired over the night of Shavuos, and to manage to learn Yemon Velayla and Shavuos, this is Be'etzem a show, a Tchilas, a show, a Remez of Mesirus Nefesh B'Torah. So the person wants to have that Koyach, a Mesirus Nefesh B'Torah, the Indian to stay up in the Shavuos and to learn, again, everyone what he could learn. One hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, but to do that Mesirus Nefesh, then you take a Zoichan, Be'ez Hashem, that will be a Zoichan, the Kabbalah Satayra, Be'av, or Be'siyat HaDishmah.